morning, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions. My name is Pasquale Cardone, and I'm joined by my co-host, Evelyn Calleja.
Good morning, Evelyn. Hello, everyone. Good morning, Pasquale. Good to see you.
And always you.
Always. Happy September. It's already September.
You know, the minute September comes, I feel like I'm losing my tan already.
You know, you look fabulous. So it's,
Thank you. It was like 75 degrees in the car today. And I'm like, come back. And I'm putting my head out the sunroof to make sure I get a little more rays as I drive.
That's so funny.
I don't want to be white.
Look, that's a whole nother story we could talk about. Don't even get me started with that.
All right.
Moving on. The day of this episode, thank you. Oh, my husband just handed me a glass of wine. Cheers, Eric Rode.
So glad you're back on that. I can't wait till I see you. We can have a few cocktails.
Yes, we will.
And I didn't want to just drink alone.
Because, you know, we're heading up your way on Sunday.
I know. It's exciting. Next Friday, I can see you.
Well, happy Labor Day.
Labor Day, everybody. I know you're going to get this after Labor Day. It's dropping, but we hope you all have had a good time, even though we're wishing you a happy Labor Day.
Yeah, that you had a good, healthy, safe Labor Day weekend. The end of summer, people. It's over. She's dead.
So no more white pants or white outfits?
No more white pants or white shoes.
No, I never even wear white. I have the pants. I have the shorts. I don't wear white.
No, I don't either. Yeah.
But I'm always afraid, like, you know, you're going to get that smudge. And it's like people are going to be looking at you. Unless I was in a different crowd, they could look at me. I don't know.
People are always looking at you. You're silly.
Yeah, but I don't want them to look like Dirty Boy.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that funny? It's like a mental thing because I sometimes see people on the street with beautiful, pristine, white outfit. And I'm like, I'm too much of a slob. I couldn't.
I know. I'm afraid.
Because I'm so overconscious of it that I'm going to get something on it that it always happens.
So, but then we don't wear white.
Then we don't wear white. So we don't have to worry about the Labor Day rule.
Now, if I go on vacation in January, can you wear white if you're in the Caribbean?
I mean, if you're in the Caribbean, I don't know. I would not wear white. I might wear, you know.
Then I won't wear the white pants.
Tropical stuff. Yeah, I mean, you could do whatever you want to. Look, no one's going to hold you to the rules. Who the hell are we that we're not going to be on page 6. Oh, with aghast. Oh, my God, Pasquale and Evelyn, they wore white and it's after Labor Day. No one is doing that.
Marie listens to this. She's going to tell me. Right, Marie?
The woman Marie will tell you.
Marie? Yes, she's going to say.
Tell them, Marie.
She's going to say, don't be wearing white. Even on a cruise, but you won't be there, but you'll see a photo. See, it always gets out. I just won't bring it. Move on.
No, don't bring it. Just move on. Do not bring it.
Okay. They sit in my closet and get dust.
So this is episode number 20. Do you believe it?
Oofa. No, I didn't know that. And this drops on the 7th, which is National Salami Day.
I love a little salami.
I love a little salami with a little prosciutto. Nice. I love
nice.
That.
With a little melon. Nice.
Yeah, so happy National Salami Day. You'll be in the Northeast for that day.
I will be, and I'll be up in Salami World. Yours. Yes.
Good.
So then, but September itself is Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, it is, actually.
We should be aware, especially given my recent brush with the C word.
Correct. Knock on wood, it's all good.
So I should give an update because somebody said, you know, I keep listening. You don't talk about it anymore.
Kim Kardashian?
No, about my cancer scare.
Oh.
So they wanted to know what was going on and they're tuning in to see. I said, no, because nothing was going on, really. I mean,
you got a good diagnosis. Amen.
Everything was fabulous. Yeah. And then I start radiation October 3rd or 4th, something like that.
Good. And that's just for like 5 treatments, isn't it?
5 treatments. And then Bob's your uncle. Then I'm done.
Good. Oh, that'll be great. Then we could just put it all behind us.
So it's so hard to be thinking of this upcoming trip to New York, which we're very excited about.
Well, but the good thing is for you, you're leaving on the third. You know, Mercury in retrograde, is it retrograde in Mercury? Anyway, it starts on September 10th.
Oh no.
So that's good because you've already made it up here. Because they say there's always travel delays and
Yeah,
station
and those
delays.
contracts and stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
Mercury
contract.
retrograde.
Mercury in retrograde. So anyway, you'll be fine up here because you'll be here.
Thank goodness. We actually leave the fourth. We go to the hotel in Tampa tomorrow because
Oh,
our
sleepover.
flight's so early. It's at 7 in the morning. So we
Whoa.
said, well, let's just be at the airport already. So we'll turn around, we just get up, throw our bodies in the shower, and then, you
It's so
know.
much easier when you're at the hotel
Oh,
in the
it's so
airport.
easy.
No, I'm
And the
glad.
good thing about the Marriott at Tampa Airport, it's actually physically in the airport, that hotel.
So you just walk out, get a
You
little
just walk to the
dolly,
gates. Yep.
walk to the gate. You don't get a cart and walk around with it or
No,
drive.
because we go down, we check in our luggage, and then we, but the issue with me is because of my bone spur that I still have in my left foot, I need a wheelchair because I can't walk all that way. I
Well, that
can't
makes
be
sense.
running in airports, you know.
No, you shouldn't. If you can
And
get
it
a
doesn't
wheelchair.
matter. I could be 3 hours early. I'm always running. I always think that the plane's going to leave me. Are you like that?
No, I want to make sure I'm right there, sitting there at the airport, waiting, right in the terminal where I'm supposed to be. You know, get a
That's
seat
how I
at
am, but
the
I feel
airport.
mentally, I still feel like I have to run.
Right. I know, I get you. Well,
You
we're
know
the
what I'm
old school. We
saying?
want to make sure we're there. So that's nice.
So National Salami Day, is that the only thing
That
it
was
is?
the only one that popped in on mine. So
I
that
have
was good.
National Beer Lovers Day.
On the seventh?
I don't know if that's the seventh. Honestly, I didn't look. I just saw salami and beer. Nice.
Well, that's a combination for me.
What a good combo.
I'm happy. A little cheese would be nice, but that's not cheese
Oof,
day.
I love a little cheese and crackers. Nice.
Get
Okay.
into a whole meal here. Let it go.
That's right. You know,
Let it
you would
go.
swear that would. Okay. So
All right.
I had my nails done today, getting ready for my big trip.
Okay.
I'll show them to you. They're very
Oh, very nice. Like a pinkish.
pinkish, sparkly, cute, right?
Lovely.
So, you know, while they're doing your nails, there's TVs everywhere. So I'm looking at the TV. And they always have a pet channel on. I think the last time I told you, I knew all about ferrets.
Yes.
Now I know all about ducks.
Ducks. Oh,
Ask
how
me
cute.
anything you want. It could be a modified Evelyn Google. I know more things about ducks than I would ever want to know about anything.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just speechless on a duck.
What?
I'll get back. I'm speechless right now. I don't know what to think about a duck.
I know, I would never think of it like as a pet, and they're showing the pets, and the kids are loving on these ducks. My mother had a duck when we were kids.
Yeah, my Aunt Alfreda had one, but we ate them. Eventually, you eat them.
No, I don't think we ever ate Goldie. I think Goldie just dropped dead.
Oh, that's what she wants to tell you. You know, like, oh, went to the farm.
Well, you know what? I'm not that kind of person. Good if it's nourishing you. But anyway, male ducks don't quack you ever in your whole life.
Are you? So it's the females that quack.
Only the females. The
They're the
males
ones that
can
make it.
grunt and they whine and
That's
they
like
do
in real
other
life.
kind of cackling things, but
So, the pointing of real men.
and one of the
They
names for a
grunt.
group of ducks is a
Oh,
raft.
no, I didn't
A
know that.
raft of ducks, yes.
Yeah, but what do they call when you see them flying? Isn't there a whole terminology for when they're flying up in the sky?
I don't know.
That's not a raft.
It's I don't know. I know it's in the tip of my brain. I don't know.
All right.
Let
All
me
right.
have
So since
more
this is
wine. I'll come out and tell you.
all right. I have a Google question.
Oh, Evelyn Google.
Oh,
Oh, I have to tell you something before we Evelyn Google. I got a good talking to by our audio guy, our
Oh, how are
production staff. He had the nerve to read me my beads
you? What do
because when
you
we say Evelyn Google and then we say breaking news, right? He wants us to, stop
Pause.
a few seconds because he wants to insert the sound effects.
So do they do this on Channel 7 News? I mean, all these other things?
Exactly. I said,
I have to
look,
go to
we're the
school.
talent. We're not supposed to. What
Yeah.
do you expect? We're the talent.
What comes out of our mouth? We can't. Oh, I got to pause.
Yes. So, and then I got yelled at for, because when you said Evelyn Google last week, I went whoop whoop. He goes, no, don't do any sound effects.
Now we have to put an application out there for people. We can do it on Indeed. We need somebody for free. It'll work for us. Yeah, they have good
Someone without that kind of attitude that thinks that they
attitude.
could actually talk
Good
to me in
attitude,
that
though.
tone of voice or
And they
that
have
tone of
lungs.
face. Yeah.
All right. So I have a Google, Evelyn Google question.
Okay.
No, you're not supposed to say, okay, you have to wait.
All right, I'm counting down 3 seconds.
Talk.
Okay. Hit me.
Ready? Why do we have seasons?
Why do we have seasons?
Or, yeah, how do seasons come about? How about that one? How do we have seasons? Like, yeah, why do we get seasons? Why don't we just get summer? Why doesn't Connecticut get summer all year round?
Well, because of the actual weather.
Well, yeah, I know, because it gets winter and cold
Dude, I
summer.
want to say it probably has something to do with farming. You don't think?
It up.
Did you look it up? What did it say?
It's the earth tilting. And nobody talks.
Maybe he was going to put some kind of sound effect. Okay.
The earth tilts. So
All
when
right. So that
it
sounds like a personal problem to
I
me.
had to Google it. When the North Pole tilts to the sun, we get summer. But when the South Pole tilts south, it's winter. Interesting, as you're drinking your wine.
Okay. So what accounts for spring and autumn?
As it's tilting, the seasons change.
Oh, I see.
That's why,
But
as the.
it's not
No,
like,
it's not a
oh,
quick
let's
jerk.
tilt.
It's a slow, yeah, like not a quick, it's slow. That's why you get fall and spring in there.
Understand. So we don't get whiplash.
Right. We don't get whiplash. But I thought that was a good Google question. You failed, but it was
I
good.
failed. I failed miserably.
I love you.
I'm usually good about these
I
things.
know, but you were always better without the wine.
Am I? Oh, is this an intervention?
No correlation, I'm sure. Just my observation.
So also on this pet channel, they were
Oh,
doing a
not good
whole thing
duck.
on snakes.
What happened to the ducks?
Well, the ducks, then they've morphed into snakes.
They were eaten by the
Disgusting.
snakes.
Do you know anybody has a snake?
No, thank goodness. I'm not a snake person.
No, me neither. I can't imagine somebody pulling a snake out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. No, my friends are bland. I don't have snakes. No snakes. Regular animals, but not snakes. I had a friend of mine that was an iguana. They had an iguana.
Really?
Yeah.
They were fond of it.
Oh, gosh, yeah. They got the tank bigger as it went.
Really?
Get a bigger tank. Yeah.
I like a cat. Give me a cat.
Yeah, they're cute, but they're a little aloof. You know what I mean? It's like a
Yeah, but
dog
that's
will run to
not
you.
kind of nice to keep you guessing. It's like having Alexa.
That's true.
Let's face it, you have your own cat. I mean, Alexa is very moody with you.
She really is. And the two of them don't act the same. They really do not.
Really?
I can ask one a question and it's just be like, not friendly. And the one in the bedroom is friendly. Don't mean it that way. But I have a
The
bedroom.
one in the living room, the one in the bedroom, they're both exactly the same.
Yeah,
I
you're
think they're
lucky.
clones. Yeah.
No, but they talk to each other, your people, don't they?
Might do, yeah.
Well, they might do they? Because mine doesn't. He couldn't record, he couldn't get them, my guy. my handyman couldn't get them to coordinate.
He tried with his girlfriend. You do it on your app.
He tried.
Do you have an app?
Yes. But
when
we
I
tried.
Get there, let's see if we can't give her a talking to.
Well, at least I have my Netflix.
Get correct.
I'm telling you, I've been watching Netflix and I've been loving it. Catching up on all the shows.
Oh, what are you watching now?
Bridgerton. I saw that one. Now I'm doing Ozark. I saw another, something else, and I don't remember, but I'm really enjoying Netflix.
Well, you know what I'm watching on Hulu right now?
I don't have Hulu.
The third season of Pose.
Oh, I've seen all those. Okay, good.
You saw all three seasons?
Yes, they're all done.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, that was a good episode. Those are good shows. They really were.
I mean, I just love the music, you know, the club scenes.
Yes. No, it was all good.
Did you ever go to the ballroom?
No, I did not.
Back in the day?
No, I did not. Never made it there from Brooklyn. Did you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because I had friends, you know, obviously.
I had friends too, but we
just didn't. Someone took me.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So well, I had friends that were drag queens. Not that that was a drag queen thing, but.
But they all fluctuated to go, or flowed to it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a scene, you know.
Right, right. I really didn't have drag queen friends growing up.
No?
No, I did not. Interesting. Yeah, just guys. Not into drag.
Not into drag.
No. So I've started going back to summer school this week.
Oh, what the heck is that about?
And that's sad because it started on Monday and I had an assignment, was it Wednesday and Thursday? 2 days back to back.
Already? Wow.
Already. And
what are you teaching?
It was a business class. A business class. The kids had to sit there and watch YouTube videos, and then I had a handout sheet to give them. And I was pulled for one of my free breaks to another classroom that was a math class. And the students, they had no work left for them because the teacher unexpectedly was out for the day. So I went to the other math teacher and says, well, what do we have for the students? Oh, she said, nothing. I sat there for an hour and a half and did nothing. They did the
wrong thing. Really? What kind of business is that?
I was so appalled. I felt so bad. I was talking to the kids. But, you know, of course, when you're a substitute, like the third day in or whatever, you know, they know you're going to be gone. So why get friendly?
Yeah.
They just weren't into me.
No one's getting attached to you.
Yeah, and that's fine. But I just felt so sad for them. I'm like, really? Your third day in and your math teacher didn't give you anything or call anything in to say, you know, like, have them do this, have them do that.
That's terrible.
I thought it was very sad. Really is. But yeah, especially for me being there for 2 days in the business class. And I know the teacher was going to be out the third day, but I couldn't go for the third day.
But so you said summer school. No, it's regular school.
Did I say summer school? I said summer school's over. Oh, no, this is regular school. What did I say? Well, we'll have to hear it when we record.
Yeah, when you
school has when started.
You this, I don't know. I got all confused.
And I'm not even drinking. Summer is over. School has started. And just started this month. Yeah. So anyway, that was sad. That was my news.
Summer is over, baby.
Hey, I got some breaking news.
Oh.
Are you supposed to talk? I said, oh. You don't even say, oh. All right. Let him do
what are you ganging up on me, too?
Well, because I don't want to holler at you. All right. Here's the news. Have you heard that Chris Rock was asked to go back to do the Oscars again?
No.
And I thought he did a great job, other than the slap in the face.
Did he say no?
He said no.
Good for him. I wouldn't go back.
He doesn't want to go back again. And I thought he was good at it. But yeah, he didn't want to go back. I don't blame him. Why go back to the scene where you got slapped and, you know, I don't want to say humiliated, but he got slapped.
It's humiliating to get slapped, physically dealt with. That's terrible.
And he didn't realize that Jada Pink had the problem with her head, you know, the hair.
Alopecia. Well, first of all, she's gorgeous.
She is. No, I think
And
she's
she looks gorgeous with or without hair. I mean,
no, I don't think it's a problem without the hair,
like
you
she got
know?
upset about that, but I think we talked about this
Yeah,
before.
we did, but I didn't know about him being
He's a
anti-professional.
comedian. What
So
do you
that,
think is going to happen?
right.
And I didn't see that he said that something so bad. He said G.I. Jane, something
I
about
know. I mean,
G.I.
good
Jane 2
Lord.
coming out.
I think that was fine. But anyway, I don't want to bring up the trash about, you know, the past, but
Yeah.
it was
Well,
just annoying.
last week we did not talk at all about your girlfriend.
I know. I know. The
Did
only,
you
you
miss her?
know, it's no, I don't, and I'm happier. It's just that I do look to see if there's anything going on. And there really isn't. She's been keeping a low profile. I'm sure she's listening to our podcasts.
You think she is?
Okay. Oh, I think she's trying to get in our good graces.
Right.
I mean, I'm expecting a whole basket full of skin products from her just to
Yeah,
be
no, she's not going to spend that money by giving you her that
quiet.
very expensive stuff. No.
But I did hear something about the mother, Chris.
Oh, what's up with her?
Well, did you ever see that tape of Kim, that sex tape?
No, of course not.
I know. I never saw that. Well, that's before they were famous. You know what I mean? I mean, at the time, it's like I really wasn't into seeing a boy and a girl having sex. I mean, why?
That's for straight men.
Thank you. It's like, don't waste my time, girl. Anyway, her boyfriend at the time was Ray J, the initial J, Ray, Ray, and then J, period. Anyway, supposedly Ray is accusing Chris of masterminding the release of the tape.
Really?
That's what
Well,
he's
that's
saying now.
interesting.
That it like jump started the fame.
So,
But
like,
who
instead of being outraged that someone released a personal thing, she did it herself.
Right. But I can't imagine dropping that film and then how did it turn into $1 billion of business later? You know what I mean?
Because
It's good
the
marketing.
mother, that Kris Jenner, she's a very good businesswoman and she knows how to finagle.
I
She's
know,
in
but
that Hollywood world.
it's just fascinating from, you know, I'm sure there's been other leaked tapes of people around, but how she transformed this whole thing into a billion-dollar business. It's just amazing. Anyway, so the guy is upset with her after, I think that was in 2004 they did the tape, or 2007, but all these years they've been trashing him, putting his name through the
Oh,
mud.
really?
I'm like, really, people?
And
Yeah.
he didn't make no $1 billion.
No, he just got his name tarnished, and that was it. So that's the only gossip on the girl that I have.
Oh, I don't have anything because I don't care.
Yeah, no, I was just one of those, you know, I was looking, and that's about it. So what do you got for me? Anything?
I got nothing about celebrities.
Okay, that's fine.
I just had about ducks and snakes. So
Why?
you
It's a
know why
flock.
snakes shed their skin?
I was screaming flock, flock, and she talks over me. What? Go ahead.
Oh, a flock of birds. Yeah,
That's the word I
right.
was thinking of before. All right, go back to yours.
Yeah, so
It's all about you.
is all about me. Don't even start. That's what my last co-host said.
Where is he today?
And where is he today? He's not
Thank you.
making all the millions that we are.
Not being employed by Algeria. Not getting
No.
his face up there on a poster in Algeria.
Did you get any mentions from Algeria? Anybody text you or call
No.
you?
But I've been having internet problems, so I'm assuming that's why they're not getting back to me.
Oh, that's the only reason.
I'm being diplomatic. I'll let them off this week.
Wow.
Wow, come on, Algeria.
I
Is it
mean,
Algeria?
really.
Algiers. Do you say Algiers? We got to get it right when we're there.
I think it's actually Algeria.
You say it that way. Okay. I'll
Whatever.
go.
So yeah, no, so you know why snakes shed their skin?
No, I do not. No.
Because when they grow, their skin doesn't grow with them, so they have to shed it. That's disgusting. Oh, and they showed the whole thing on this TV show.
Can you imagine if humans did that as little kids grow, they shed their skin?
No. Oh my
I mean,
God.
I only shed when I peel from the sun. But that's it.
Well, we shed all the time.
Oh,
That's
that's why you have dandruff.
disgusting. Our
You have
skin
dandruff?
is always shedding.
That's why I get flaky skin.
Yeah.
But it's different than just in chunks.
Yes, it's not like a whole, you step out of your whole body. That's
Right.
disgusting.
That'd be cool. That's being for an alien.
Yeah.
Another
All
story. So
right.
it's funny
So.
because next week I'm going to see you from Florida. And then this past week I saw my friend Terry from Florida. He was up for the week and I had and he treated me for a nice Italian dinner here. So that was, I'm getting my Florida people up here.
Very nice. So
That
here
was
we
good.
go, going back. We'll take you out
Oh.
for. I want to go to your Indian restaurant.
Oh, I know. I was just there last night. But you see, I walk. You can't walk.
No, I won't be able to walk down
All
there.
right. That's fine. We'll drive.
You'll drop
Okay.
me off.
No, good Lord, no. That's fine. It's just that it helps with the indigestion when you walk
Yeah, I
more.
mean, I know. I can't.
I know, and that's fine. I'll drive you.
Stop pressuring me.
Dad and I'll walk, you drive.
Yeah, I'll
That's
see you.
cool.
See ya. Wouldn't want to
Yes,
be
that'll be
ya.
good. So
Okay.
that'll be good. Anyway.
All right, so
All right.
that's us in a nutshell.
That's us for the week. So everybody, again, we hope you had a great Labor Day weekend.
Yes, and a safe one. And we'll talk to you when I'm in New York. Where I'll do the next episode in person, you and me.
Great. How will that be? With an echo, will it be all right?
Yeah, no, it'll be fine.
Okay. I'll leave it to the technical guy to work up the
We'll
details.
be on one computer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, everybody. Love you all. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry, mom. We
Yes.
have another drink there.
I just had to have another sip.
I know.
Before I say goodbye, let me just take a sip.
Yeah, have another sip. We'll all wait. We'll watch the flock of
That's
ducks.
right. The raft of ducks.
That's it. All right, everybody. Have a great week. Thank you for tuning
Yes.
in, and we'll catch up with you soon. Love you all.
Ciao, y'all. See you, Pat
Ciao.
Pasquale.
Evelyn, mother. Yes. Goodbye.
Okay, off we go. Putting the sound effects.
Oh, so he still has more time.
I don't know if anyone noticed last week, he mixed up the breaking news with the Google sounds, because the breaking news is a tit 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 tit. So when you said Evelyn Google, he put the wrong one on. So
So,
you know what? This is,
how do we reprimand him? Three
well, this
write-ups
is
and he's out. Three
a
write-ups.
performance review right here. And he's going to listen to this. So listen to us,
Yeah.
production staff. This is your performance review. Get those sound effects correct.
Really? I mean, come on. Really? How hard is it? Well,
I mean, you know, anybody could do it, right?
if we fire him, we'll have to get somebody.
But we can't do it. You and I cannot
Oh,
do
good
this.
Lord, no.
All we could do is look pretty for the camera.
Thank
Not
you.
that you want us to be out there in the camera.
I like that hidden mystery. I like that mystery.
Yeah.
All
All right, so look at us.
right.
Another week come and go. And so for the next show, I'm going to be in New York. We have to figure that out when we're going to record that.
All right. We'll work on that.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
And I promise I won't cancel you the last minute.
That I appreciate.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
What did I say? How was I going to punish you? I was going to spank your husband.
Yeah, but
And
he would
we
enjoy it. So
didn't
now we decided that for his birthday, we're going to make him shave his legs.
All right.
And we're going to be in San Diego for
I
his
know, the end of
birthday. All of
September.
us.
That'll be
We're
fun.
all looking forward to that.
And we can do a show there.
Yeah, we can do.
I'll bring the recordings. All right, good. That'll be fun. All right,
All right,
everybody.
kiddo.
Thank you for listening. We love you all.
Ciao, y'all.
Ciao, ciao.